RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
It's time to see which athletes have been selected this week in Sophie's Star and Ben's Best.
So last week, I was slightly criticised by my co-host for only picking women for the Sophie's Star. So this is not why I've gone a man, and I want it known and put on the record, Wallace, please stamp it down. But I have chosen Bryce Hammett. He's a Burnside hockey player, an 18-year-old boy out of Port Lincoln. He has recently been selected in the under-21s Burras, which is the national side, to travel to Malaysia in October to compete in the Sultan of Johor Cup. And that is a pathway to the Kookaburras. That is a pathway to playing for their national team. And it's a huge congratulations to him. He's actually been living in Adelaide with his older sister since 2022. Hookie, she's been instrumental in his journey, taking him to trainings, looking after him whilst doing her uni degree. It just actually shows how much it does take a team behind you and the support to get to the level where you get as these athletes go.
Sophie, I've got to be honest, it's a great choice. Bryce Hammett is a really exciting star. I just want to congratulate you on the amount of nepotism you have put into this episode so far. So you talked about the Barossa Footy League because your partner Darcy just happens to come from the Barossa. You managed to talk about the hockey grand finals. I didn't ask you about Division One or Metro One, but you got that in because your brother scored a couple of goals. And now you've started talking about one of your old Burnside mates at the Burnside Bulldogs Hockey Club. Congratulations on just making it all about Sophie Hilditch and her wonderful compadre of friends. It's a wonderful achievement, Soph.
Well, Hookie, have you met me? Who wouldn't want to be related to me? So I've got, and who wouldn't want to be friends with me? So I've got to celebrate them where I can.
Two types of people, Sophie's friends and those that wish they were. Hey, Ben's right. Best. I just want to talk about Brendan Doggett. He was the player of the Sheffield Shield final last year. And he's made runs and taken wickets for South Australia again yesterday. So we're talking about the South Australia men's cricket team. I just reckon he's worth keeping an eye out for. 2 years ago, I thought maybe his career was going to start to tail away, but he's had a new lease on life. He's bowling extra fast. And I just reckon he might be one to watch, Soph, because Patrick Cummins, the more we hear about it, the more we understand that his back injury is worse than potentially first feared. I've heard rumours that he could miss the entire summer. And that means that we are going to bring Scott Boland into the Australian cricket team. And I feel like Brendan Doggett is the next cap off the rank. So the fact that he started really well for South Australia, disappointing loss for that team. But I just feel like Brendan Doggett, if things go according to plan for him in the first couple of Shield games, we could see him in the Australian Test squad coming up. And wouldn't that be just amazing to see another South Australian in and around that Test team? So Brendan Doggett, Ben's Best this week.
Great choice, Rookie.